let's confess it. There's a lot of evil, lust, and greed in our world. Oppression and sin build up pressure within until there's an eruption of corruption. Beneath the skin we skid and spin in spiritual crisis where vice is the norm and justice, kindness, humility, and civility are all too rare. Unaware of our despair, we smile in denial and say it's all okay, no need to change, no need to grow, just have another drink or smoke, tell another joke, and don't think or rethink, make another buck. With some luck, you can buy a bigger house, store more stuff, drive fast, look good, keep up. Addiction, rejection, and a lack of reflection spawn friction. Dejection and a loss of direction. Every family, community, and nation are shaken. Creation's resources are carelessly taken, and pollution scars every ocean, mountain, breeze, and shore with visible symptoms of our inner war. We're all victims, we're all villains. We're stuck in the web that we spun ourselves, but God lights a spark of hope in the dark to help us cope with all that's wrong and needs to be made right. God has come into all our pain, shame, and loss through the cross and calls us to a path of life, love, purpose, and peace. Vicious viral downward spiral that leads to death. Let's wake up, hear God calling, take a deep, fresh breath.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, deed, by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, and please forgive that we may finally and fully learn to live in dignity and unity, integrity and harmony, delighting in your will and walking in your ways.